Well, you say we're up to the sugi in the middle of Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara was discussing how to touch the words of the Pasuk, which are written in the Parshas Tzav at the end of the Seder Miluim. It says, Kasha osa b'yei mazeh, tziva Hashem lasis l'chapar aleichem. Kasha osa b'yei mazeh, as the Gemara has told us, refers to the Seder of the Prisha, in the Seder of the Miluim, the 7 days that Aaron of Onov had to stand ready, the Pesach Oil Moed, waiting for the day of the inauguration on the eighth day, the day when they would begin bringing Korbanos for the first time. So that's when the Prisha is Mefurish in the Torah. The Din of the Zayin Yomim is Mefurish in the Torah of the Zayin Yimei HaMiluim, before Aaron of Onov were to do Avodah, the Yimei HaMiluim, for their first day of Avodah. The Pasuk tells us, Kasha Osa Vayim Hazeh, as this Seder Hadvorim was done for this, the day of the Miluim, Tziva Hashem Lasis Lechapar Aleichem, which tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded to do such again in the future, Lasis Lechapar Aleichem. Now what Lasis refers to, we've seen already last time, that Lasis refers to the Seder of preparing the Eifer Por for Aduma, that the Kohen HaSoyreif, at least, needed to have 7 days of Prisha before he was able to do the Sreifa Sapporo. So that was one thing. That's what Tziva Hashem Lasis refers to. What does Lechapar Aleichem refer to? And that's how it gets to this whole sugya finds itself in the Sefer's humor. The Gemara says, Lechapar Aleich Eilu Masa Yom Kippurim. That means to say, that the Masa of Yom Kippurim, the Kapora of Yom Kippurim, required the 7 days Prisha, Kasha, Osa Vayim Hazeh, as it did in the Yemei HaMiluim. That's the Gemara's suggestion, and therefore, that's on the back of that, we've learned in the Mishnah, and the first Mishnah in Yuma, that the Shivas Yomim, Kohen Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol, had to have his Yemei Prisha, the dedication of the 7 days in advance of the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, which was the Din, the Chapra Aleichem, which is learned from the Miluim. That's where we're up to in the Gemara. But the Gemara is not happy just to assume that Lechapar Aleichem means Yom Kippur, without investigating various other possibilities about what this could mean. And the Gemara says the following. Ve'ema, this is just before halfway down on Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Ve'ema kapara de karbonos. The Gemara says, who says that when it says Lechapar Aleichem, we're talking necessarily about the kapara of Yom Kippur? Maybe it were to be talking about the kapara of all karbonos. So Rashi, many karbonos which a person were to bring were an inyan of kapora. So lachapar aleicha may refer to the karbonos which people were to regularly bring. That could be lachapar aleicha. Where does it say lachapar aleicha means Yom Kippur? It's not the Gemara. That's a difficult suggestion. Why? Miyodinon hey koyin misrami deboile prisha. How are we going to know which is going to be the chosen koyin to do this avodah? In fact, as Rashi explains, we're talking about avodahs, any kind of avodahs, various korbanos yochid. So how are we going to be able to know which koyin is going to be the one who's going to do this designated avodah for anybody's chatos or oil or whatever it may be, in advance, such that it's shaykh to suggest that you need to have 7 days of prisha? By the avodah of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, you can understand that you know who's going to be doing that avodah. Remember, it's shaykh to make a 7 day preacher. How's it shaykh to make a 7 day preacher for regular korbanos? But we'll get back to the Rashi which we left off with last time. And the Gemara doesn't accept that. The Gemara says, Aloba loy, niboy le preacher, lukulim mishmeres beis av. The Gemara says, no, you can do maybe the whole beis av. As we know, there were chof dalad mishmores, which were designated in weeks, and these were split up in bote ovois. So each day there was a separate designated chelek of the kohenim, who were designated to do the avodah on that day. So all the kohenim in that base av were to have to do prisha in order that they should be able to do the avodah on the day which was designated for them. Either the Gemara beans b'emes l'chulim mashmeres base av, which is the pashtas, or any kohen from that Beis Av who wanted to offer his services to be able to be part of those who could do the Avodah from that group. It could only go in the groups of the day, but the one that was the Beis Av of that day, he would do Prisha, and such he would be able to be chosen to do the Avodah Zakorbonos. So the fact that we don't know who the designated kohen was for that day doesn't mean that we couldn't cover this by preparing the whole Beis Av, or any ones of those Beis Av who wanted to make themselves available could make a Prisha 7 days in advance of their turn. Yeah. So Mamela, the Gemara Devaila is matcha this suggestion. Why? Don in dovasher kavua leizman, mi dovasher kavua leizman. Lafuki kabolas the chol yoma is lafuki kabolas the chol yoma isnu. So the Gemara says no. The reason why I can't talk about regular karbonas, which could happen any time, is because the regular karbonas yochid, although they are a kapora, but they don't have any set time. They can happen any day of the year. A person can bring any one of his private karbonas. When we're talking about the limud from Yemei Amiluim, kasha also by Yemei Azeh, just as it was for the Yemei Amiluim, so too we learn the din parisha for lechaper aleichem. It had to be something which is similar to the Yom of the Miluim, which was a designated day. There was one specific day for the Yom of Miluim. So the future kapora that we're going to compare to this is a Dovashar Kavuah Lizmat. It had to be something which had a specific time, and not something which was not tied up to any particular time. So the regular karbonas are not similar to the karbonas of Yom of Miluim in the fact that there was not Kavuah Zman, so they're not compared to the Din of Prisha. The Gemara goes on to make other suggestions, other karbonas of regolim, etc. Very interesting suggestions. We'll see in the Gemaras of karbonas, which are kavuas man, which could be what this pasuk of lechap aleichem refers to. But before we do that, I'd just like to read a few rashis. The ema kabonah kapora de karbonas. That's the last one of the wider lines in the rashi. Kegoi karbonas yochid. And it's clear that Rashash and others explain that Rashi understood from this Gemara that we're talking about Korbonos Yochid, although it could be other Korbonos Tzibur, but it's clear that we're talking about Korbonos Yochid because the Gemara goes on to say that it's not Kavuah Zman, these Korbonos have no fixed time. So it's clear that this suggestion of the Gemara meant to say any of the Korbonos which any one private individual were to bring at any time for his purposes, maybe those are lechaper, and those lefi the meishmeres of the base av will need to have prisha. Zok Rashi writes, "Mi adin an hei misrami," but we don't know in advance which koyim we can prepare. That was the Gemara's initial dechia to this suggestion. Zok Rashi v'haloy ali dey pious ho yoivdim could amrino lekamot. Zok Rashi, we need to have a pious. A pious is the kind of literally translated as a lottery. That was a goyrul that was Beis Hashem. We'll see in the later sugis exactly how this was set up. In order to choose the designated kohen for any one particular avodah, the Melech Zok Rashi, so the Gemara has a shaila bazoi that hayosas the pious is only set up on the day that you're going to bring these korbanos. So 7 days in advance, we've no idea which one is going to be the chosen allotted kohen through the seder pious. And the Gemara's answer is going to be, according to this Rashi, it's true that we don't know now who's going to be chosen by this pious. But all the members of the Beis Av will all prepare themselves 7 days in advance, and then they'll be included in the pious, which will be later on defined. That's the way.
The week before they come on duty.
That's right. Yeah, the week in advance. Yeah. So all those. Yeah, absolutely. That's the Gemara's happy with that suggestion. That all the week before they'll all do the prisha. As I say, the Gemara says niboyle prisha lekule mishmeres Beis Av. At least those who wanted to be offer themselves to volunteer their service to be able to be the kohen on that day, so they needed to have the prisha, and the Gemara is happy with that suggestion, and as such, the Gemara doesn't find this lo yadin and hey misrami as a reason why we can't have prisha. But the problem with this Rashi is just the following. I just want to mention, Rashi says that the korbanos were chosen through a pious, which was done as each day the chosen kohen of the avodah of that day that presented itself on that day. And as we mentioned last time, this Rashi is a straight steer to Rashi and Chavom Amud Beis. Rashi and Chavom Amud Beis tells us, as we saw reference to this Rashi last time, I wanted to refer to it again briefly. The Rashi at the bottom of the last Rashi of Chavom Amud Beis says the following. Imrot Zola Hakriv, this is the Mishnais which discuss the pious on a regular basis. And what is mashma from these Mishnais is that this Seder of Goyrul was only done for the Korbanos Tzibur on a daily basis. The Korban Tomid, etc. These Korbanos had a pious. But the Korban Yochid didn't seem to be included in this pious. And Rashi says, Imrot Zola Lahakriv Yochid, Koyin, Yochid es Hakoyl, Uveloi pious. Rashi says that a korban yochid could bring any of the korbanos, and it didn't require any pious, didn't require any kind of a goyrol to decide to choose which kohen were to be the chosen one to bring any of the private individual korbanos. From which Rashi is clearly mashma that the seder of pious was only done for korbanos tzibur. The korbanos yochid that it wasn't chosen, the kohen were not chosen through any kind of pious. So the question is, Rashi says that Rashi says clearly that the suggestion in the Gemara of Eimah Kabbara, the Kabbara Soma, Kabbara Yochid, and Rashi says as we don't know in advance who it is because it's done through a pious. But Zagreus Pelin, so Hasemus Pelin says that you have to change the Girisim, Loye Pious, Rashi doesn't mean that it was done through a pious. I just want to make a suggestion, however, that you can see this Hagos, Marie Landau, that we've got on the side of the Gemara. It makes a very interesting suggestion. He refers you, Be'emus, to the Gilyon of Chavov of the base. And he says the following. He brings the Mishnah Lamelech, which has a discussion. And Be'emus says, the Mishnah Lamelech, I'll tell you in a word, has the following discussion. A very interesting discussion, Be'emus. The Minchas Chinuch has this discussion, I think he even brings the Mishnah Lamelech. The Minchas Chinuch has a discussion about what happens with all Korban of Yochid. What was the Seyda Advarim that happened with every Korban Yochid? How did they decide which Koyim were to bring it? The Korbanos Tzibur went with the Seyda, as the Gemara, the Mishnayos explained that it was done through a pious. But all the regular daily Korbanos which were brought by the private individuals, how was that pious done? V'hinei, im Korban Yochid Tzoros pious, tohi anois in Anshah Mishmar, ayin the Mishnah Melech, he brings the Mishnah Melech, shenistapet bozeh. And he brings Be'emus the Gius of Rashi, is a maybe b'shem Rashi, so that's our Rashi. There's no pious which is relevant for a Korban Yochid. What did they do? We'll get to see in a minute. But this Mishnah HaMelech, amongst his discussion about how they were to decide about which Korban was done for any private individual, he makes the following suggestion. He says, perhaps the way it worked is the following. The one who was Makriv the Korban, the one who brought this Korban, this Yochid, who was bringing his Hatos, his Oilo, his whatever it may be, he had the right to choose which Kohen he wanted to do Avod on his behalf. That's the suggestion that he's making. And the rest was done randomly, perhaps. That's the discussion of the Mishnah HaMelech. Now, I want to mention to you the following. What this Hagor is using the Mishnah HaMelech to suggest is the following. And he says like this. The Mishnah HaMelech peridan of Hilchos Tumidin. Ba'al pizeh yesh liyashiv stiras Rashi. The can my read the balakarban or yibuchel atzma eze koyim li beisav. Avonim loy porat mi yakriv bevadai ho yepayis and also in zuy. He says the following. That which Rashi says on Chavavam al Beis that a korban yochid could be brought by any one koyim is talking, without the necessity of a pious, is talking about where the balakarban chose any one koyim to do the avoda for him. You should be my makriv, my sheikhet, my zorik, etc. Then, that he was entitled to choose his own Kohen, and then no pious and no other means of defining or choosing this Kohen was necessary. On Avdem Shteti Rashi, Yochid es HaKoylu V'loi pious, by choice, by being the chosen one of the Balakorum. However, if the Balakorum didn't choose it, he comes along and he says, whoever from the Bisav, whoever's available, he's got no choice. He doesn't know any particular Kohen, he's got no specific request of any Kohen. Then what happened was it reverted to the pious to choose which Kohen will get the job. And the reason was, and this is his suggestion, because the reason why the pious was originally set up was Kihechid Ilaosin in Suyi, we didn't want the Kohenim were very enthusiastic to do the Avodah, and as a result of that there could be a struggle between a couple of Kohenim about who would actually be the chosen one. So they decided up with a system of a Goyrul. Zog the suggestion that this Hagor in the Gemara, Zogibazu Huadin. When there was a private individual's korban which didn't have any designated kohen, kehechid le'osel in suya, they used the pious in order to define who would be who. And that's what Rashi meant on base of advice. When Rashi says, lo yodin anoiche kohen mitzrami, which one is going to be the chosen one? Haloi ani they pious, who is to be chosen? Rashi means to say, if there'd be no kohen who this person had any individual personal preference for, so the way you were to choose which kohen amongst the kohen would bring his private korban was through a pious. That's this suggestion. Emes says that. Nowhere. Korban Yochid, you won't find this Rashi. They all bring this Rashi. It's not clear in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Korban Yochid Tol Yochid Lahakriv. That could mean just by choice of the request, maybe. But there are other suggestions that Mefurish have not explained that suggest for the Mishnah. Rashi says Mefurish that there was no pious involved. That's Mefurish in Rashi. There is no Mishnah. It's very interesting. All the Mishnahs which discuss the Seder of choosing the Kohen and Favoida are talking about Korbanos Tzibur. They're not talking about Korbanos Yochid. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch himself is noted the following. He doesn't like the suggestion, Bechlal. The Mishnah Melech makes this suggestion, that as this Hagor brings, that perhaps on a Korban Yochid initially he suggests that each individual Baal Korban can choose which Kohen should do on his behalf. What we're suggesting at the back of that is that maybe if he didn't have a choice to be a pious to define which Kohen would be chosen. And the Menachas Melech himself doesn't like this trap, doesn't like this suggestion. He says, "Uludidi pshiteli de'en v'yad abaylen koyach v'dovozeh. Kivon, tehalu kohen ishluchu d'rachmona ninhu." The Midi Danan, it's very interesting actually, that Menachas Melech quotes a famous Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Chav Gimel on the base, where the Gemara has a discussion about who are the Kohenim representing, on whose behalf are they working doing the Avodah. Are they working on behalf of the Baalim, the one who brings the Korban? Are they doing it, the Rabbeinu Shalom, their Mamuna, to service the Mikdash? It's not to do with the Baalim. The Baalim brings his Korban, and the Kohen, he's been instructed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take this Korban and do the Seder Avodah. So the Shail is, the Gemara calls it Shluchah, the Rachmona, Shluchah, the Dam. Are they Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In other words, they're given the instruction directly, this is their job. And working on behalf of the service in Mikdash, are they doing the Baalim? It's the Baalim's job to have that Akrovas HaKorb. And the Gemara says that Be'etzem is really considered Shlucha Derachmana, because called the Iulah Motziyavid, he can't make it Shliach. Be'etzem, the Baalim are not able to bring the Korb because they're not Kohenim, so they can't be Mamana Shlucha. So the Minas Chenachai Bazoi, if the Kohenim are Shlucha Derachmana, what's it got to do with the Baalim to choose who should do it? If they would be considered shlucha, the didan, if there are our shluchim in doing the Seder Avodah Karbonos, then you've got the right to choose your shliach. But if it's a shlucha de rachmona, if the chat is that they're working the service of the Mikdash to process the Karbonos, it was not just with the Bible. Is the Menachas Chinuch is very strongly machriah, the way he understands it, it's posher to him. Kiven de hanakone shlucha de rachmona nilu, dimino de anan lai motzi, et motzina on the mevad li motzi, to make a shliach. He brings various makonas for that, and therefore his maskona about this is that the korbonos were given to the anshe mishma, but nobody had a right to choose the kohen. There was no choice. Valakushya, and he goes on to say the emes that it was whoever really, whichever kohen really wanted to come and do the avodah, who could choose the avodah. Aye, he says, but that leaves us exposed with a problem of osil and suyid. We don't want to do that. We don't want a situation where whichever Kohen wants to do it is allowed to do it. That's why I'd be chosen through the Baalim, which was system would make a lot more sense to us. And maybe if he has no choice, we can be done what the alternatives may be. But initially, for the Baalim to choose would be the easiest suggestion. But the Mechas Chedah says he's got no right to make a choice. Why Taka did they not institute paisos for the korbanos yochid? Tiris a mishem melech lanal the korban yochid loy chaviv kolkach v'lo osel ansuye v'loy tiknu paisos. He says that b'emes al kein nirli the vaday kol apoydim zocha. The way it works by private korbanos is the ansha mishma, where all those kohenim which were designated for that particular day had the right to come and volunteer and offer their services to bring any korban yochid. But because the private korbanos didn't have the same chashivas as the korban tomid, as the korbanos tzibur had, so the chashash of eitzim osil in tzuyah, it wasn't such a chashash. If you get two people involved, so one will leave it, let someone else do it, or choose the next one. In other words, the necessity for the pious wasn't so, the need for it wasn't so important for the seder of the avodas of korbanos. It wasn't significant to the seder of avodas yochid, the chashash of osil in tzuyah. Memela, the way the system worked with private korbanos was, whichever kohen wanted to do it, in principle, could offer services, and he would be allowed to do so. And the assumption would be that that was the system which would cover private korbanos, although clearly, on the korbanos tzibur, there was a chashash osin in tzuyah, and therefore need payosis. So, in other words, the etzem is, as I'm getting back to the Rashi, this is where the Menachas Chinuch quotes the Rashi.
Other nafkamins should cover rachmon or komedi don. For instance, if you make a neder, not to use a kohen. So it could be, so lemaisa, when it's being done, it could be you've got no choice over it.
Right.
It could be it's done either with a pious or the like, kind of says.
Either whoever wants.
Either way.
Yeah.
But no, it could be that it could be that you've not got the choice over it.
Yeah, clearly. But the Spenach doesn't like this to have a minute that you've got
even choice. Even if you hold Shluchah Didon, but there's other nachkaminas where Shluchah Didon, Shluchah
Didon. No, I understand, but if you hold Shluchah Didon, then it's Yitochin. It's acceptable to suggest that you could choose.
You could suggest.
But Mishra Melech made such a suggestion.
It's not Mukhar.
Yeah, I understand, but then you could contend with such a suggestion that you could choose the Shluchah Didon, but the Mechas Melech doesn't do with you. If it's not Shluchah Didon, it's Tachah Gerech, the Mechas Melech, it's a Shtachah Taina. If Kohenim are not Shluchah Didon, if they're doing a Shluchah Rachmanah, so what's it going to do with you? Maybe you can choose which kind will do the neighbors, the Avodah. You're no more of a Yachsen, You've got no more right to choose which kavod of your kavod than anybody else's kavod. Shluchat Rachmanot, Shluchat Rachmanot.
Somebody's trying to say that. Shluchat Rachmanot, but Shluchat Rachmanot.
Yeah, both. That's what I said. Cheshman and Tesis. Tesis makes a bissel of Cheshman from Vedic. Yeah. So the Maaseh just backed into the Seder because it's the principle of the Korban Yochid, which is a very interesting one that I wanted to mention over here. The Seder says, the Gemara is talking about choosing Kapara of Korban as Yochid, and the Gemara says that we don't know who it's going to be. And Rashi suggests that this was done alegay pious, and the Hagoas tried to accommodate this Rashi by saying that although Rashi says very clearly later on that there was no pious done with Korban as Yochid, but that suggestion is based on the possibility that initially the one who brings the korban, the Israel Hamevi korban, the Bala korban, has got a right to choose the kohen, and under such circumstances, no pious was necessary. That which Rashi is suggesting in our Gemara that a pious was done was if the Bala kohen and the Bala korban had no choice, is gebimut a pious. And as I say, that suggestion is based on the suggestion of the Mishnah Lamelach, that the Bala Korban had the right to choose which Kohen could do it on his behalf by Korbanos Yochid. The Menchas Chinuch strongly does not accept and refutes that suggestion because it says the Kohenim are not working on behalf of the Bailim, and therefore the Bailim don't have a right to choose which Kohen can do that. But it belonged to the Kohanim of the Mishmah, of the Beis Av, who were doing it on that day. We're left with a choice, either of a pious, or of the Kol HaKohenim Zochor. And the Menchas Chinuch says, we don't find anywhere that was pious done for Korban as Yochid. That's the clearly Rashi Chavov, and we don't find it anywhere in the Mishnayos. And so his maskana is that the way that the Korban as Yochid were decided in the Beis HaMikdash was Al Kol HaKodim Zocha, whichever Kohen offered his services, and the Chashash of Osilin Tzuyiv, the fact that the struggles that may happen for the reasons for which Chazal instituted the Goyron and the pious, was something which in Kavanos Yochid wasn't a clear chashash, because in Kavanos Yochid the chashivas of the korban was such that it wasn't the same chashivas as Kavanos Sibu, and therefore the kohenim were not likely to fight over it. That's the maskon of the sugya. So if we go along with the Milchas Chinuch, what are you going to do with our Rashi? Is a great surprise to how to accommodate our Rashi. What says pious? I think this Fasema says that the Avada our Rashi is Shmer Rashi Bamas. If you want to take the Gersa as it is. The su kosher loche near the tall sofa barashi with tzorch lomer v'lo yalei de pious or yovdim. That's mislomer the pashtus of the rash. Good. Al kavar, yeah, this is not easy to go and say. Sorry.
Rashi goes to talk about korban yochid.
Yeah, so you're asking a good question. That question fake the rashash and fake the turei evin. The rashash says that Rashi's hechach for that was because the Gemara goes on to say that dovin dovash a kavua lozman, the dovash ain't a kavua zman. And if we're talking about Kavonis Sibah or Kavonis Sibah Kavuazman, there's no such thing as a Kavon Sibah which is not Kavuazman. Sorry? What's with the suggestion? Why can't you make a suggestion of Kavonis Sibah when it's not Kavuazman? So then we're going to deal with that soon. Some of them the Gemara relates. So we'll have to see what the Gemara deals with. But the Rashash says before is that Rashi is Hechrach. Yeah, you're asking a good Shaila, but maybe not the Gemara's Shaila. Yeah. Rashash Rashash, that's where Rashi is going. Rashash to Rehman, I guess. Let's see if we can find the Rashash easily. Just moved around from where it used to be. There you go. Yeah, but I can put it the before should explain that the reasons that the Shasha Turem and says for sure, I think they're coming up. Yeah, you got it. Al-Kabun al-Rishash says that the Hech is mentioned. Is that right? Rinochim, can you confirm that? Sorry. Al-Kabun al-Rishash and others explain that Rashi's Hechrich was from the fact that he's not Kabul's man, but maybe as we're talking about Kabul al-Zir. Good. Rabbi said, let's move on to the subject. I'd like to get to see the other suggestions of Gemara, because the next Gemara is a very interesting one. Good, so as I say, the Shachar of the Gemara Menebe is quite easy to follow. It's easy to understand. It could have been Kavod as Yochid, but it doesn't fall in line with Kavod as Man. Although, technically, we could have been any of the B'nai Mishmer. So the only Shaila is, what Taka happened with the Kavod as Yochid? It's a very interesting discussion, suggestion, Mishnah Melech, Menchas Chinuch, and a couple of the Rashi. So the Gemara is Vayter Azoy. The Eimer, so we're going to go through some of the Korbanos Sibah and see how we deal with them individually. The Eimer Regolim, that the Gemara, there were Korbanos, as we know, which were brought on all the Seder of the Regolim. And these ones, these Korbanos that were born in the Regolim, were also for Chapa for various things. So Mameila Lachapa Aleichem could refer to the Korbanos which were brought regularly on the Yomim Tovim. Donin zot the Gemara. Dovin dovar hanoig pam achas bashono. Mi dovar hanoig pam achas bashono. La fuki regolim de la pam achas bashono ninhu. These words of the Gemara are actually very interesting. The Gemara says that we learn something which is noig pam achas bashono, which was the miluim. And therefore, what you learn from the miluim must be something which is a once in a year occasion, rather than something which happens regularly. So they were not just the shaila of the kavu azman or not kavu azman, which we're doing the kavu as yachid for, but it needs to be a kavu azman and only once a year. Now I just want to mention briefly a very interesting side horror that comes out of this Gemara. Because the Karbonis Miluim, the Gemara calls the Karbonis Miluim, Pam Achas Vashana. These give in Karbonis Varas Vashana. Now, what you said over here is a one off is a greater shayla. It's a greater shayla, not to Rishonim. I'd like to get back to discuss this, Beis Damnas, a discussion in Ramban and other Rishonim, whether the Karbonis Miluim were brought again at future times when there was Miluim at least. There were other times when they consecrated the Mishkan and the Mikdosh and Mizbeach. So it could be that they were brought again in the future. If they were brought again in the future, Efshe Kamalach Mashtay in the Gemara doesn't mean Dafke Pamachas Mashana. It means an occasional, not a regular Korban. At least not more regularly than once a year. The Regalim were more than once a year. But it's something to bear in mind as to whether these Miluim, whatever, this Seder Miluim, was it something which was only a one-off for the time when they consecrated the Mishkan? Or there were the Korbanos that were brought at other occasions when there was such a thing as being Mechanach HaMishkan from fresh? And that we'll have to just bear in mind. Al-Kabonim, the Gemara says that the Regalim, the suggestion of regalim doesn't work because it's not noig. We only can consider things which are noig pamachas bashono. Now, for regalim, the lav pamachas bashono ninhu. Regalim are not on more than pamachas bashono. Yeah. Zot Rashi, dova kavua lo izman yim kippur mi dova kavua lo izman miluim shenem abachodesh arishim echad achodesh tokim hu yashmini lo miluim had a fixed date rather than the private korbanos. Then the Gemara suggested regalim. So Rashi continues to tell us noig pamachas bashono. Miluim pa'amachasu dahava bashana. Miluim was only once in the year. As I say, once in the year is a very strange way of this of referring to Kabbalah and Miluim, but we'll have to bear that in mind. Be'ez Hashem, we'll get back to that sometime. Freit the Gemara. Okay. So we can only have once in a year Korban, which is Kabbalah's man, but we have the Regalim, once in a year Regalim also. Ve'eim regal echot. Maybe one of the Regalim. Not all the three Regalim, but one of the Regalim, which a kavua's man for the once a year that this regal comes about, will need prisha for the karbonos of that regal. But will you suggest that we don't know which ones? Ichag amatzah is hoyle posseh b'akos of tchila. Ichag asukah is hoyle merubah mitzvosoi. So it's not clear exactly what the Gemara is trying to say over here. Well, the Gemara says, we're not sure which to choose. So, most of Shailin the Tosa Rosh lives in this Gemara. Now the Pshat is asoi. We've got a choice of different milers and different regolim. Chag HaMatzah is the first in the Seder regolim. Chag HaSukkah is Meruv HaMitzvot. There's many mitzvahs that the Raza Chag HaSukkah is. So we'll have to make a decision sometime. It's not the Losh of the Tosef Rosh. It's that the Chachamim will have to make some kind of a hashorah about which one of these. In other words, each regal is different. Each regal is very individual in what their milers are. That the Muslim Machal has a cheshbon about which one of them can be chosen. But that's not a reason not to have to decide any one of the regalim. That's the way the Tosef Rosh and Rishonim in this Gemara. There are other suggestions of what the Gemara means, but that's the closest probably to the Poshet Pshat. So, Drashi. Ichag HaMatzah's Kloyma, Yesh Lecha Loyma, Ashal Chag HaMatzah's Nema. Heard a possible Tfilah, Bechol Mokim. It's the first of the Seydah Moedim. Eyal Chag HaSukkah is Heulah Merum Mitzvah. In other words, there are individual cheshbonis with each regal, and there are ways of defining each regal from the others. So the Gemara will say you can choose one regal, because the regalim have individual milers and characteristics and a seder of being able to give each regal a separate cheshbon about what its miler, what the reason why this particular one is singled out for prisha. Which one it may be, we'll work it out. We'll try and work out whether the one that's the beginning of the parasha is the one to require prisha, the one with the room is also requiring prisha. But the regalim are individual, they're separate, they're defined separately from each other. So there's a mockum to suggest that one regal may be the one which requires prisha. So the reason why we're not going to learn from regal, although it's once a year, we can find a regal for once a year. Eladodim prisha shiva le yemechot. The prishas shiva le yemechot. They ain't done in prishas shiva le shiva. The prishas shiva le yemechot. This is actually also a very, very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says like this: when we do, we're learning a precious shiva which was by the Miluim, but it was a precious shiva liyom echot. It was for the Yom HaShmini, the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when they started, the Kohenim did the Avodah for the first time. So the 7 days was 7 days in preparation for the one day of the Yom HaShmini, of the inauguration of the Avodah of the Kohenim. Well, if we were to choose one of the Regolim, we'd end up with a precious shiva for 7 days. 7 days of Sukkot, for 7 days of Pesach, whichever one would choose, whether it's the first one of the Moedim, whether it's the one with Ruv Mitzvot, so, but a Prisha of Shiva, the Shiva, is not to be compared with a Prisha of Shiva, the Yom Echot. Therefore, that excludes the Moedim of Pesach and the Moedim of Sukkot. And interesting, you see, we've still got two Moedim which could still be included, and those the Gemara goes on to discuss, Baal Beis Hashem. What's interesting about this is two things, Bamas. What's interesting about this Gemara is both the way the Gemara refers to the Prisha of the Miluim, of 7 days for 1 day, and also the way the Gemara refers to the 7 days of the Qumran and Sivu, the Seis Tazoi. The Ikab Amos is what's interesting, is the way the Gemara understands the preacher of the Shiva Zimei Miluim. And what the Gemara seems to be understanding is that when the Kohenim were designated for 7 days before the Miluim, they were designated, these 7 days was for the 1 day what they started to do the Avodah, the Chinuch of the Avodah of the Kohenim. That's what it was. After that, once they were nischanach to do the Avodah, it seemed to continue already, it's in its own koyach, in its own right, and the Prisha, because you could suggest, and that was, I think, the Rosh Hashanah suggests as well, I'll try our luck a second time to see if we can find this any easier, but akaponim, the Rosh Hashanah frektaka, that l'chayra, the Prisha of the 7 days before, it wasn't for 1 day, it was for all the days that they were continuing to do the Avodah, for many, many, many days. Why is that considered Prisha of Shiva l'yom echad? It was a Prisha of Shiva for the beginning of the Avodah of Kohenim, which went on continuously. Oh, koshali. Minole, the high Prisha, Mishum, Yoy, Maches, the Pashtei Mashma, Shayis, Elachan, Chomozel, Lechun, Asoilo. Okay, if anything, it's a Prisha for many, many days. But that doesn't seem to be the way the Gemara understands the Chinuch of the Mea Miluim. The way the Gemara seems to understand it is, they were designated for 7 days in order that they should have the first opportunity to do the Avodah. Once they had the opportunity, they continued already. They were in Ischanach. They continued to do Avodah continuously. But it was the first day of the Avodah that required the Prisha. So it's Mashma, as I say, the Rosh Hashanah wonders why that's so posh to the Gemara. Yeah. And who had been be'emes, the understanding of the Gemara is by the Karbonos of the Regel. Because the Karbonos are regularly the same Karbonos through the Regel, although that Sukkot may have a separate consideration. So it's really considered that in the Regel, we consider all 7 days of the Yontif one long Seder of Karbonos HaRegel. That's why it's Prisha Shiva L'Shiva. It's not really Prisha L'Yom Echad, because that's the specially designated Avodah of the Yontif. Masha'in Kein Miluim is 7 days for the first day of inauguration which followed on. So Mamela, the Gemara says that the two are not in line. We need to find a Prisha of 7 days for a 1 day Avodah. Oh, well, yeah, that Yom Kippur, yeah, rather. But there are one or two other suggestions which are going to go to. That's why Yom Kippur falls into line easily with this. But we're not yet ready to get to Yom Kippur. Let me get another survive in the Gemara. Yeah. L'yom echad, Rashi says so, b'shvil yom ha'shmini levadoi. It's for this 8th day itself. Let the Gemara ve'ina, ve'ima shmini, the prisha shiva l'yom echad hu. So the Gemara, maybe we're talking about shmini atzeres of Rashi. Shmini is atzeres. Maybe the Yom Shmini Atzeres of Sukkot, it's a 1 day Yontif, and this is Bemus what the Gemara is going to discuss. Very, very interesting studio to define the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres, which is here discussed. We discussed it at great length in Arichas in the Rishonim. To what degree is it considered a Yontif in its own right, and to what degree it isn't? But the Gemara makes a suggestion for Shmini Atzeres, it's a 1 day Yontif, for which we may require 7 days of preaching in advance for the Karbonos Kapora, which were brought on Shemini Atzeres. That's his suggestion. The next suggestion the Gemara will get to is Eim Atzeres. It could be even Shmuz, which is a 1 day. And finally, and eventually, we're going to get to the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the Gemara the following. So why are we not prepared to consider maybe the Shivas Yimei Prisha of the Torah, the Chapar Aleichem, refers to Shemini Atzeres? So the Gemara has a the Prishas Eva Shmini de Prisha Shivli Yemechot, who's at the Gemara, Donin Dova Shein Kedusha Lefonov, Midova Shein Kedusha Lefonov. Vein Dova Sheish Kedusha Lefonov, Midova Shein Kedusha Lefonov. So the Gemara has a. We are considering a Prisha for a day which has no Kedusha before it, and therefore you can only learn the Chiyuv Prisha for a day which is preceded by Yemei Chol. But a day which is preceded by Yomim Tovim, Dahainu, Shemini Atzeres, which is preceded by the Yomim of Sukkos, so that we can't learn from the Yom HaShmini that that should require Prisha. Mekenish Lenin, Prisha, from a day which follows Kedusha to a day which follows Kedusha from Shmini B'Miluim, which was a day which was followed by Yom HaChol. In other words, Shmini B'Miluim was after Chol, not after Kedusha. And the Gemara says, Doch Faket, Doch HaKal V'Chomer. The Gemara, Ma Doch HaYoim, which followed Yom HaChol like the Yom HaMiluim, requires Prisha. A yom which follows the yomim of kedusha. Why not on preacher? Why? Because yesterday was a yomtiv. Is that a reason that Shmini Atzeres should not require preacher? If anything, the fact that it was preceded by yomim of kedusha is a reason to require more preacher, not less preacher. For the Gemara of Alav Kal v'Chaymuhu, Hashda Dova Shein Kedusha Lefanav Bari Preacher, Dova Sheish Kedusha Lefanav. You know Kol Shekei. The Kedusha Lefanav is only a sibah to be mechayev more in the avodah of Shmini, not less. Omer of Mesharshia. So the Mesharshia doesn't accept that. Look. Hazeksiv, because you're right. Kenzan is a kal v'chomer. You may be right that a day of kedusha following Yimei HaKedusha be'etzem requires more madrigas and more prisha. If we would be working it out, but it says kasha osa b'yom hazeh kein shevaseh la'asa. It has to be like hazeh means specifically the same as this. If it's different to what this is, better or worse, lishkan afkemina kal v'chomer. It doesn't make any difference to us. If it's not kazeh, if it's not like this day, which was a yom amiluim after yom echol, over there the prisha is not comparable, and therefore we can't compare prisha to yom hashmini. That was Rav Mesharshia's svara. Yeah, hazeh sefer ashi kasha also by yom hazeh kozeh lo yhitzich prisha ela l'dugmosa. It has to be something similar to this, and therefore yomim, if it's preceded by yomim tovim, it's not the same kedusha. This shmini is not the same, and therefore can't be compared. Whether or not, as I say, in Svara you were to suggest that this would be a more of a reason for Prisha. Rav Ashi, oh man, this is a very, very interesting sugya, famous shtick of Gemara, which we find in one or two places in Shas, where the Gemara discusses about to what degree Shmini Atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzmo, not a regal b'fnei atzmo. What was Emos Rav Ashi says? Rav Ashi, oh man, mi yikimidi, the ikar regal loy bray Prisha. Rav Ashi says a kenish that. What we're coming to suggest over here? Sukkot's not. Why? Why? Ultimately, what was the reason why Sukkot's not? Because it's Zion and Zion. The preacher of Zion Yom and for Zion Yom doesn't work for us. It needs to be Yom Echad. So the Gemara, okay, but say that. So we'll stick the Chiyuv preacher for the Shmini Atzeres. So Rav Ashi says a kenish that. Mi'i committed the Iker Rega Loi Boi preacher. The main Yomtov doesn't need preacher. Tofel the day Boi preacher. The Tofel, which is the Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day of Shmini Atzeres, should require Prisha. Kenejan can't be such a thing. Nishmistaba. This words of Gemara of Shmini being Tofel the day of Sukkot need a lot of explaining.
What about the Kazet?
Sorry?
What about the
Kazet? No, he doesn't go along with the Kazet. He's not bothered about the Kazet. No.
Yeah.
No. That was Ravashi's. Rav Mesharshia has said Kazet needs to be the same.
Yeah.
And therefore, if the Yomim prior. Well, Yomim of Yomim Tovim, it anyway doesn't go along with the Yomim. It doesn't work. It's not Kozet. And Rav Ashi's that name, the Kal V'Chomer is not Bach V'Gemara. The Gemara says, no, the fact that it was preceded by Kedusha is not a reason that it should be any less requiring Prisha for Shmini Atzeres. The Mela, so Rav Ashi's got a whole use for it. In principle, the fact that it comes after Yomtov is not a problem for us. But the problem for us is that it can't be. The suggestion doesn't hold strong. To be able to make a suggestion that Sukkot itself is excluded because it's 7 days for 7 days, and the Tofel of the Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeres, should require Prisha Skenishah. Can't be that the Kabbonos of Shmini Atzeres requires more than what the Kabbonos of Sukkot themselves, because it's considered Tofel. Why? What these words Tofel, the Sukkot, mean, need discussing, need understanding. But let's go a little bit right in the Gemara. Va'afil l'manda omah Shmini regel b'fnei atzmoi. So the Gemara, even we're going to say, Manda Omer is a bit of a Shver Nusach, because I think it's something which is accepted, this idea, this phenomenon, this understanding, that Shmini is a regular pronouncement. So even if we're going to understand that it's a regular pronouncement, in which case you can't consider it Tofel, it's nothing to do with Tofel or Sukkot. Sukkot has its own consideration. Shmini says it's a regular pronouncement, it's a Yontov in its own right. So the Gemara, no. Hani Mili, the Indian Pazar Kishav, which we have to see soon in Rashi what that means. There are six things which the Gemara says, Taka, le'inyan these various things, Shmini Atzeres is considered the yontov in its own right. Avol, le'inyan tashlumin, tashlumin derishen hu. Be'etzem, le'inyan tashlumin, what does tashlumin mean? It means the tashlumin of the korbonos of the chiyuv of the regel, the korban ri'iyah, korban chagigah, it's considered tashlumin derishen. That means to say that they are tashlumin for the first day of Sukkot. Pashtus, that's what tashlumin derishon means. This not Shteita Mishnah. Does not Misha loy chog be yom tov erishon shel chag chogig vahulach kol haregel kuloi the yom tov acher shel chag. So the Gemara says like this: so somebody who doesn't do the chagiga or the re'ir, the korbanos haregel, the basic korbanos haregel, the chayvus chagiga and the chayvus korban re'ir. For those who have not done it on the first day of Sukkot, they can do it any of the other days, including the last day of Shmini Atzeres. Therefore, Hayosa, it can be brought on Shmini Atzeres. That tells us, as Rashi says, I'm just missing up Zach Shaf just for a minute. Alma Topul Didehu. From the fact that the Korbanos of Sukkot can still be brought on Shmini Atzeres. So in principle, it's still considered a Topul to the Yontov of Sukkot. And therefore, the Gemara blibes with this Svara that Skenish Zayn that Shmini Atzeres should require Prisha, because at the end of the day, it's Topul to Sukkot. Where do we see it's Tofel to Sukkos? We see it's Tofel to Sukkos from the fact that for those that you can be mashlim, you can use Shmini Atzeres to be mashlim the chiyuv of Re'iyah Chagiga from the first day of Sukkos, and therefore it's considered Tofel to Sukkos, and therefore can't have any Zogadu.
If you say you don't have Sukkos there, yeah.
That is actually a very interesting discussion. The Amos is what Rom's been Ma'ir is a discussion. It's a discussion which we have to try and understand from the Rishonim in this Sugya. To what degree, be'emes, is Shmini Atzeres considered part of Chag HaSukkos? And to what degree is it considered a regal b'fnei Atzeres? So perhaps if the Rav has already been married the Shaila of Chag HaSukkos, we'll start with the Shaila of Chag HaSukkos. There is, be'emes, a discussion amongst the Meforosh, amongst the Poskim, and then Mishnah Berurah even brings it. A Shaila, if somebody were to say, Yom Chag HaSukkos as Yom Shmini Atzeres, a Shaila b'chi Yisuf b'chidol, whether it could be Yotza or not. The emes is, sorry? Yeah, it's a different korban, but the Shaila is what the Shem Chag is.
One of the six things is
the shame. Shame chag, we have to say. The emphasis, as Rishon is right, that we have to see what Pesach Shav means in order for us to be able to decide whether or not you could say Chag HaSukkos or not. It's gerecht, Ramos. It may be part of the Pesach Shav, and we have to see that inside. It's interesting that perhaps we'll just mention there is a discussion amongst the Poskim as to whether, if you were to say B'yom Chag HaSukkos as Yom Shmini Atzeres, you could still be Yotzer. Ramos, I must tell you, I think Rabbi Yashiv Zok as a Fashtetnish. How can you make a suggestion? Because I think this is one of his auras. How can you make a suggestion that Shmini Atzeres is considered Yom Chag HaSukkos? The Pesach says Mefurish in the Torah, Davar Abba Yisro Aleima, Bachamish Asa Yom Lachidesh HaShvi, Asa Chag HaSukkos, Shibas Yom HaShem, Chag HaSukkos is 7 days. Not more than 7 days. How can you go and suggest that the Shmini Atzeres is Chag HaSukkos? Well, if I can suggest, perhaps, it's mavur of who are then faket in the posuk. The Emes says ichavarayf in the posuk faket, because the posuk when the Torah introduces, and this is be'emes where in the shoyness of the posuk, where this sugya be'etzem is sourced and needs to be understood, because when the Torah introduces Shmini Atzeres, when the Torah tells about Shmini Atzeres, how does the Torah refer to it? The Torah says bayayim hashmini mikra kodesh atzeres ima. Bayayim hashmini is the way you refer to a different yomtov. Does it be bayayim hashmini from what? The eighth day to what? The Torah should tell you, you've got seven days, or Yom Chosbei Shreim, or the Esrim Lachaydesh, it's very famous, if the Torah calls it Yom HaShmini, Yom HaShmini, what is it, the eighth day? Of what? It's the eighth day of nothing. What's it going to be? You've got Sukkot, which is seven, it's not an eighth day of Sukkot. If it's poshut to you, that the Chag HaSukkot is Shivas Yom, what says it's Yom HaShmini? Yom HaShmini, by definition, is the eighth day of something. Well, it's the Faket. In the Torah, if anything, there's a starker remez that the Yom HaShmini belongs to the Chag HaSukkot. Otherwise, Shmini is not the way to refer to it. The Torah should have referred to it and said, as the Shnaim, Esim, Lachoydesh, Kum Tashmini Atzeres, Kum Tanai Yontef, the next thing, Tachoygu, Chag Lashem, whatever it's called. The fact that the Torah calls it Yom HaShmini gives a very strong grounds for us to be able to understand that Shmini may be, in some degree, a Hemshech of Chag HaSukkos. And this is where, Be'emes, there's a lot of discussion amongst the Mefarshim based on this sugya. In what, to what, and how is it defined as an independent Yontef? And how is it defined as Tashlum Derishon? Whether you can call it Chag HaSukkos or Derishon, as I say, it's taka discussion amongst the Meforshim.
What about the word Atzeres?
Yes. Yes, I don't know, you don't have to know what Atzeres means. Yeah, Atzeres could be a lot of stomach, but you have to know exactly what Atzeres means. It may be. Depends, some want to understand that Atzeres relates to the Sukkos, maybe. But the Torah calls it the Yemish Minis, the Yemish Minis, it's a very strong kind of expression.
The point of Pashat that it's Yom, which is Tafel.
Yeah, I know what the soft one is.
It takes Shavuos. I don't want to hit Shavuos yet.
Yeah, yeah, that's bad.
But the Shavuos remain Meluim, the Shavuos remain Tashlumim, which come afterwards.
Yes.
There's no Yom Tov there.
Yes.
Except maybe not for Tachlumim.
Yeah. Yeah, correct, absolutely. There's no Yom Tov in it, it's not a Tachlumim technique. Yeah, you're asking a very good question. But Emma says, Reb Chaim is Ma'ir, there is a Shiloh. Why is it? And Emma says, the Mephoshim discuss this, the Turei Evin, the Sfas Emes by Ums. And I said, the sugi b'fnei atzmo, why does the Gemara call it? Because you can bring the korbanos on Shmini. Why is that tofel? Where's the tofel? Okay, in fact, the Sfas Emes doesn't understand that. But Emma says, if anything, it's as equal to the other days of Sukkot. Let's say it sounds like, let's understand the Gemara the way the Gemara brings it to Shlomi Derishon. But Emma says, the machalikis of the Gemara in Chagiga, how it works on a regular Yom Tov, whether it's the first day of the Yom Tov, which is Machayev the korbanos, and all the other days of Tashlumi Derishon, or whether each day in its own right is Mechayev the Korbanos. Or the Kunit Tashlumi Zeloza. Let's start with this Gemara, but let's understand this sugi. What does Tashlumi Derishon mean? What does Tashlumi Zeloza mean? Tashlumi Derishon means like this. The Korbanos of Emes Chal all B'yem Arishon. If you are honest, if you are Chigir B'yem Arishon, if you're somebody who the Torah excluded B'yem Arishon, then you don't bring any of the Korbanos at all afterwards. It's the Tashlumi Derishon, only if you had a Chiyuv B'yem Arishon. If you had a day when you were eligible for the Chiyuv Korbanos, you didn't do it being a Marishan, you have to bring it one of the other days. Let's need to buy the Shmini Atzeres Asar. Kulon Tashlum in Zeloza means that even if you're Chigah by a Marishan, but each day creates its own Chiyuv for the Chiyuv Korbanos, and therefore, even if you're pot on the second day, on the first day you have a Chiyuv, on the second day and so to the third day. So the Shaila how to understand the regular Yom the Machloikis, but the Halacha we pass in Tashlum in the Rishon. And therefore, if you didn't have the opportunity, if you were not eligible on the first day, you don't bring any other days. Regular number four, in what is Shmini Atzeres, as far as this din, different to all the other days of Sukkot? Let's call it Tashlumi Derishon. Let's start on that. The first day of Sukkot, you had a chiyuv to bring the korbanos. If you didn't bring it, you can bring on day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6, day 7, and day 8. So what's toughen about it to the other yomim? So you could suggest, the chat is like this, that Be'etzem, all the days of Sukkot, they're all toffled to the first day, maybe. Like the second and third day, they stack no worse than the second and third day, maybe we're toffled the Rishon. So Sefer has a discussion about why that should be toffled. He understands toffled maybe doesn't mean toffled, it just means a continuation, because it's just Tashlumi Derishon. It doesn't mean toffled as more or less choshev, basically. But I want to tell you a very interesting suggestion of the Turei Evin. And I want to ask you, Rabbi Yisrael, what were you to say about the following shine? I'm really thinking of all the machlokes in the Rishonim about the Shmini Atzeres. Let's say that if you hold Tashlumi Derishon, so if you're not eligible to bring it on the first day, so you're not mechuyev on any of the days of Sukkot. What happens when you come to the eighth day of Sukkot? Do you have a new chiyuv to bring it? Is there a chiyuv to bring a Shmini Atzeres? Or the Avadadish? Avadad halacha is that if you hold Tashlumi Derishon, if you pot on the first day, you're not mechuyev on the eighth day, like you're not mechuyev on any other days. Or, if you hold Kulon Tashlum in Zelozeh, you hold Kulon Tashlum in Zelozeh, you will chigger day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6, and day 7. So you have no chiyuv at all. Will you have a chiyuv on Shmini Atzeres? Does Shmini Atzeres create its own chiyuv for the Korma Chagiga? Or is it only a Tashlumin for Sasukis? Will there be a chiyuv? The Haina, we can ask it in both Lefanim. If you're coming to Shlomi Derishon, if somebody was a chigah b'yom Rishon, will they have a chiyuv to bring on Shmini Atzeres? That's clear. Let's understand clear. Shet Nigemor. That's clear. Nigemor. If you did have a chiyuv on the first day of Sukkot, you can still bring it on Shmini Atzeres. As I state Nigemor, you can still be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres. Is that an independent? Can that chiyuv run independently on its own? If you sukkot the chiyuv, if you never had for any of the 7 days, or you never had on the first day of sukkot, do you have a chiyuv b'shmini atzeres? So the Turei Evin says no. The Turei Evin says avada that be'etzem, and this is what the Gemara means when the Gemara says tofel. The Gemara means the only mechayev for the korban of korban chagiga or the Turei that there will be is only on sukkot, either the first day if it's kulan tashlum with the rishon, or on all the days, on any one of the days of sukkot if they're kulan tashlum with zelaza. But Shmini Atzeres in his own right will never have a new independent chiyuv for korban chagiga. That's what the Turei Evin says kaposhet. And I'd like to tell you, Rabbi Yisai, that the Ritzvo on the Ramban and Kamar Rishonim Mechuyev, because I'm really thinking a shtickle Ramban that I'd like to share with you, But to do that, we have to read the Rashi's and Pesachim Shav. There's a very interesting machlokes. What do these things, which Shmini Atzeres does have its own independence, refer to? And that's that when we've had a chance to have a look at what these things are, we'll have a better chance to understand in Wood Legaba which halachas is it considered an Egel Yontov, and what does it mean, Tof, and what's the Din of Chagiga? And we say, let's just introduce this Pesach Keshav. So the Gemara says like this, regularly for now, how do we in Pesach Keshav, and in Tashlumi Derishin, somehow they're Tashlumi Derishin, which we'll discuss again, they're all Tashlumi for the first day of Sukkot, Bishaloi Chod, on the first day you do it, and the other day, and somehow that comes to be Tofel, that's an extension of the Sukkot Dika Locha, which we need to revisit. The violin, let's try the words Pesach Keshav. What are these six things referred to? So Rashi says the following. We'll see the Rashi in the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Pazar, pious la'atzmoy, she'ein pious b'pore achag, eitzal ha'mishmoret, she'kol ha'mishmoret shoynus v'mishalshus bohen, lefichesh ben sidron, k'moy she'shonina v'masach de sukkah, aval pash mini b'tchilam v'faisin olof. That means to say the following. It's actually very interesting how the Seder ran all sukkahs. The first idea is that the Seder of mishmoret that regularly happened through the year was suspended on Yom Tovim. Yom Tovim, there was no, it didn't have a regular Seder of where the Mishmar used to continue. The whole of Yom Tov, everybody was included.
For the Yom Tov
Kabbalah. For the Yom Tov Kabbalah, yeah, for the Yom Tov Kabbalah, it's there, the whole of Klal Yisrael were included. How that exactly happened, we don't have time to discuss, not the whole of Klal Yisrael, sorry, all the Kohenim, all the Chof Dalet Mishmaros came together over Sukkot. How that happened is a very interesting Seder Chalukah. It's remember some Mishnayos in the last period of Sukkot, it's a very interesting Chalukah about what they did. But what happened in brief, just was Negev for us, is the following. What they did over the Yom Tov of Sukkot is, they gave every Mishmar the opportunity to do some Aveda once, twice, and almost three times. They didn't manage to get the whole way round to cover everybody a third chance, but they did a Seder how all the Mishmaris had an opportunity to get a share of the Aveda on Sukkot. So Rashi, when it came to Shmini Atzeres, that Seder, that route has stopped, and Shmini Atzeres went back to a new pious which belonged to Shmini Atzeres in its own right. Where Pashtus, it was also part of the Vayadi, where everybody came together with a whole new Seder. So it didn't continue with the Seder of the Mishmoris that happened on Sukkot. So that's Pais Bifnei Atzmo. It was on its own right. It didn't continue the Seder of the Goyer of Sukkot. It had a new allocation. That's Pais. Fine. So the Gabada, it's something separate. Okay. Zayin, what Zayin referred to? Zman la'atzmo, levoro shechayonu. Zman, we all know, we come to, although regularly, on the end of the seventh day of Pesach, we don't make Shechayonu, because it's not considered a Yontov Bifnei Atzmoy. Shmini Atzeres is a Yontov Bifnei Atzmoy, you make Shechayonu, Zman. So it's a new Yontov of some kind. The Gabbat the Din of Zman. The third one is one of the very, contentious ones, not the right way to describe it, but the one of a lot of machlikas amongst the Rishonim. What's this Regel? Regel Bifnei Atzmoy, it doesn't tell us anything. Regel Bifnei Atzmoy, that's what we're discussing. Everything belongs to the Regel. Everything to do with the Yontov has got to do with the Regel. So what's made Regel Bifnei Atzmoy? Regel Atzmoy. So Rashi Ba'as says, She'im Chag HaSukkos Olof. She'im Shem Chag HaSukkos Olof. Which simply is to be understood, perhaps in line with the discussion that we had previously, that Rashi is telling us you can't call it Chag HaSukkos. You have to call it something different. Ein Shem Chag HaSukkos Olof is called something different. Rashi in Sukkah says, and this is the way that Tosfos, just to see the top line in Tosfos, Pirush Rashi, Regel Atzmoy She'ein Yeshvim B'Sukkah. You don't do the mitzvahs of Sukkah, you no longer keep. You don't keep the Sukkah and the various other things. Just for Derech Agav, I have to tell you, the Ramban in Sukkah asks on this suggestion. You're going to tell me that Shmini Atzeres a Regel B'Nas because you don't sit in the Sukkah? So he doesn't understand. It is the mitzvah of Lulav you have on one day. It derives the Lulav's one day. You don't say that the second day of Sukkah is the regular Bifnei Atzmoy because you don't take the Lulav any longer. What's on the mitzvah Sukkah Midregel? It's a Merida Kigishmak Etayna. If Rashi says it's a regular Bifnei Atzmoy because you're not sitting in the Sukkah anymore, best to Zogah that the second day of Sukkah, the regular Bifnei Atzmoy, you're not taking the Lulav anymore? Yeah, so it could be Bamas that the Sukkah is, the answer of the Sukkah is defined by the Sukkah, not by the Lulav. That's after it. I'm just telling you the way that Ramban. The Ramban has got a whole new chat in regular. In fact, Rabbi says, I've already told you so far, I'm going to finish off telling you what the Ramban says. The Ramban Taka learns that the din of Regel Bifnei Atzmoy refers to this din of Korban Chagiga. And he says that if somebody did not have, even if somebody did not have the chiyuv on Sukkot to bring his Chagiga, because he was a Chiga B'yem Rishon, and he was Tekulon Tashlumin Rishon, and he don't bring it because he was pot on Sukkot, the Regel Bifnei Atzmoy means that there's a chiyuv Chagiga and Re'ir in Shmini Atzeres in its own right. It's not merely a Tashlumin of Sukkot. What stated in the Gemara is Taka, that if somebody did do his chiyuv on the first day of Sukkot, he does not have a new chiyuv on Shmini Atzeres. That's true. And if he didn't do it on Sukkot, he does Shmini Atzeres. But the Ramban says there is a chiyuv which can be created in Shmini Atzeres in its own right to bring a korban chagiga and korban re'iyah, and that's what a regular b'fnei atzmei means. That means it's not merely toffle to the chiyuv of Sukkot in the korban chagiga. That's a whole different shot. That we'll have to see. The Vayner Rabbi say, well, we'll leave the Vayner where we've got to so far in this Kazakh Kishav, and this is what I'd like to revisit next week, because it's a very interesting sugya, what the Onta Shmini Atzeres is and isn't. The Vayner will see the pious, the Zman, and Regel, which is something which is open for a wide discussion. Rabbi Hanani ben Achash, Rabbi Rotsa, Kolosh Bochal, Zachar, Zizidot, Rabbi Chal, Abraham, Fedor, Mishra, Shemama, the Mishra, Pesach,